Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Allison, and along with Johnny.
Hello.
Here, and Redhead should be coming, but he could be a tad tardy for the party or something along those lines. Yeah. Tonight's sponsors are as follows: BBS, the CBS store. You could take 20% off of the order, and calendars are for sale up to 50% off plus shipping. Free shipping at over $25. Those could be found at itsmygirls.com/AMC Press. You could tweet us at AMC Press 31 AMC and AMC Press News, which could also be found on itsmygirls.com and all of the affiliates and we have. We have are also found on AMCPressCo.com. So, yes. And Red Hood is indisposed or has jet lag or something of that nature. I don't know how, I don't know why, but he does. He tends to love to cause himself to have himself issues or I have no idea what it would be. But either way, he's got himself in a pickle, as we all say. So, yes, should be interesting to see when he comes. Tonight's stories are quite interesting. Are going to be interesting amongst and may cause you to say, what the hell are these people actually thinking? Especially for, there's one story that relates to some guy wanting to call 911.
Yeah, I'll have to ask the 911 dispatcher out on a date.
Yeah, not the best. Not the best, if I must say so myself.
No, I don't think this is policematch.com.
Yeah, no.
Policematch.com.
Yeah, I don't think that's the best thing. It's like, oh, yes, you've been that boy. Oh, yeah.
It's like
policematch.com, how can we help you? Where you could find everything under and more at your disposal.
Like, no surprise, this is a Florida story.
Yeah.
Like, I'm drunk and lonely, I need a date.
It's like, you need a date? You need a date. Bravo for your efforts. I think you were...
No, you got the wrong number. This is 912.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. You there. It's like you could only have so much until everything's gone. And when everything is gone, it's gone. Like, there's no going back.
Even though she said she wasn't interested, still kept her on her phone for 6 minutes and asked her if she was in the handcuffs.
Wow. I say interesting call. I do the same so myself. It's almost like, yes, I'm calling to see about calling to get a date. Very sad. As much as having the, it's kind of the, I see this classifies as a dumb
James
criminal
here.
Response. Oh, yes, Red Hood here.
Red Hood.
Yes.
Crap.
Yes.
Nine
yes. Yes, I am here. I'm sorry, really late. I had a little run into a little car trouble. Unfortunately,
not car trouble. Maybe something else, some other kind of trouble.
No. I ran into car trouble. My E-type drive is in the.
Oh my!
Yes, I know you're impressed. I know, I've been hiding this for years. My E-type drag is in the garage, and it had just the golf to the bang-up job of parking it.
Okay.
And so that's why I'm late.
Still doesn't excuse you being kind of late. Being kind of tardy.
I wasn't late for the party. Anyway.
Tardy for the party.
Yeah, it's kind of work. They kind of were.
What? You know, anyway. Did you do the disclaimer went.
Now
the disclaimer is gone and went. This is
the disclaimer
gone
and went.
For a date.
Everything gone and went, right? Right?
Yeah.
So, I guess we stalled and watched the news, right? Watched the birdie, and said, watch the police. That's really what we watched. Because,
The thing that...
We start tonight off.
Oh, we've already started.
Yeah, we kind of started. Okay, so we continue our night with a phone call, apparently to the police, to ask for a date.
Yeah, I'm sure you've had your.
Which we assume went.
Wasn't the brightest idea.
Because
Because it's the police? Not unless you have a...
It's the police. Two, it's the cops. And three, well, it took place in Naples, Florida.
No surprise there.
No surprises, but very funny.
Yeah.
I guess
very funny, but very sad too. When you think about it.
Well, very sad in terms of getting a date and not, and it seems like an emergency.
Ah.
Listeners, word of advice. Never, ever,
never call the police.
Never, ever call the police for any kind of stuff.
Because
we assume, we here at AOC Press and Co., we love this stuff.
Yeah.
But the funniest shit, you just can't make up.
No.
And we assume the phone call went sort of like this. Hello, 911. Yeah. I have an emergency. Yes, what is your emergency? I can't find a date. Sorry.
It's like date?
Oh, really?
We can't really help you with that.
I can't find a date. For the record, this is the start of a phone call. Are you into handcuffs? Sir? I'm a cop. Well, of course you'd be into handcuffs. Are you into furry handcuffs? No. Do you like furry handcuffs? No. Do you like kinky sex? Keep talking.
Possibly. Maybe.
Possibly.
No.
Do you
like...
Thank
you for rude and I.
That. Okay, do you like women behind... Well, steps behind bars? No. Listen, I'm going to this high-profile party, and I really need someone to escort me. Can you do that? Oh. I mean...
No, that still goes against things, too. Not the best.
Really?
Really, yeah.
Okay, so then can you pick me up a case of Cheritos or Diet One or something like that for me to take on? Oh, wait, not even that. The hard stuff. Can you pick that up? Yeah. We'll be right up. Hello? Yes, Mr. Ramsey? Yes, you're under arrest. Oh, shit. That is what we think it went like.
Yes.
And do you know what we say to this? Only in Florida. Only in Florida. Only in Florida.
Yes, of course.
But it is kind of funny.
And I think we and I think before, since it's time to move on to our next story, dealing with some uncomfortable positions, but I think we have a new promotion.
Ooh.
Yes, we do indeed. Do you like calendars? Well, everybody likes calendars.
No, not for calendars.
What the wonderful people at iHomeAudio.com.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. iHomeAudio.
Yeah.
I don't see that one.
Look.
I am looking.
Look. No,
which
look.
I'm looking.
Look.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes. In honor of our Veterans Day special at iHome Audio, you get a 20% off of the entire purchase by entering the code VALOR. That is VALOR. Plus an additional 5% off when you donate to Hope for the Warriors. This coupon is valid through November 17th. So that means
they could find out on which they could get that code. And more on AnswersPressCo.com as well.
Yes. So, yes. And with that, Subway's transport, any form of transport, never gets old, especially when they specifically ask you to report anything, including casual sex, on a train. Unfortunately, not all cops or bobbies or discriminating plainclothes policemen have a brain. Just speak to one lawman in Pennsylvania that learned the lesson the hard way after trying to have a cover-up of self-pleasuring when the event went awry. Kevin Mr. Faint, who was a police officer with the mass transit system, SEPTA, as in SEPTA tank, or SEPTUM, or two, or...
So which...
Let's just get on with it,
shall
we?
Did he end up playing with his dinghy?
Yes,
he was playing with his Mars bar, his marzipan, his Snickers, his Snickerdoodle.
Quit playing with your dinghy!
Exactly! Please, put that thing away! Thank you, Mr. Blake.
I would hope that kids weren't around either.
Oh, I know. It can be very disconcerting. I mean, honestly. But yet, the only thing that is way worse is the space between your ears and the space between Dave Matthews Band. And also the space between cops and normal people. Forget wizards and witches. We are them. But, anyway, you know, people are watching.
And the space between hit. And the office.
The space between the pole dancer and your dinghy.
Yeah.
Quit playing with your dinghy on the Broad Street line.
Never do that.
Subway.
Not the best at all.
not the best at all, not even the best thing, because, well, it just sucks. It sucks.
Right,
more.
I was like, yes, we are going to watch me. It's like, come on, watch the guy who's playing with his,
thingy?
Yeah, nah. Unsightly forced to see. And if I feel for any kids that were in that area.
Apparently this is not the first that this is happening. It happened in my city.
Oh my god. It's never bad.
Honestly, it is sad. Because they go through all this pleasure, I mean, training. And they end up with X and Y, I mean, lubricant. And they also
or
end up...
Or KY Intense.
Yeah.
Yes, KY Intense. And they also...
Back in January, a man fleeing from police crashed his car in North Philly and, as the officers closed in, jumped out of the vehicle and furiously masturbated in front of a fast food restaurant.
Oh,
lovely! I mean,
he gets an award for stupidity.
Yeah.
No, he gets an award for the best impression of a Ronald McDonald without being Ronald McDonald in real life.
Like, let's play! Like,
quit playing with your dinghy.
Exactly. Let's play. Let's wife get out the lubricant. Why? Well, because we're gonna have some fun. Are we? Yeah, we're gonna have some fun. We are? Really?
It's like
yeah, never the best. Never the best.
No, never the best. And never the best in terms of anything regarding anything else. I mean, geez. What is...
Yeah.
What is the problem? I mean, problem being every fucking police officer.
Literally.
Literally. In the place. I mean, it just doesn't get anything. But yet, everybody deserves everybody just deserves. They don't deserve law enforcement going and as playing with their dinghies or anything, or just
of
even
that nature,
or even just walking, you know. Could you imagine if somebody just went like this? Or, had everybody flying out of the train and the only one left was the person playing with their dingus.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Women,
oh,
men,
good for you!
Exactly. Or just even walking, you know, even walking around, you know, on the day, and even just trying to imagine a plainclothes policeman.
Walking, wanking,
and just sucking cock. I mean, this person is...
Oh my.
then George the tape and say, oh my, oh, he runs. But yeah, like, we also, I mean, could be the chief of police, and you just go, hello, yes, yes, hello, yes, you're under arrest. Why? I was wanking too hard.
You can't handle the truth.
And I know. I mean, nobody can handle the truth when it really comes to, you know, your...
Quit playing with your dinghy.
That. And so, you know, it just really, really, really... It sucks. I mean, there's no other word for it, isn't there? Is there?
I don't think so.
No.
Sad, yeah.
It's very sad. Sad, sad, sad. End to career. If you know what I mean. But on to the next story, right?
Yes.
I think we have to do that, right? On to the next story. So
we use that when you get hit that the time, like.
That's very true. But anyway, what is our next story? Anybody? Okay.
The story goes as the. How about you take this, Johnny? Because this is a very, very unfortunate story. Must say so myself. It deals with the UN and UN people coming into it to inform them about, make them aware of situations.
So, UN, does it really come down to procreation for you or not? If so, why? What do you find so disappointing about this?
It's very...
Yeah, disability could go to UN over Australian forced sterilization practice.
That's... No one deserves to be told they can't have kids. And being sterilized is not the thing.
Yeah, no.
No, and it's something that everyone wants to have kids in time. You're hindering them. If you're going to do this and having disabilities, you don't, everyone is entitled to have what they want in life. I mean, treat it as such, as human beings, not as, oh, it's, you, oh, you have a disability. Oh, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No. It's the opposite of in all reality. So it's like people are willing to go. It's sad. No one wants to have this happen. It's hard
enough. No one wants to have what happen.
People dictate whether people could procreate.
Oh, yeah.
As
no,
well as.
I mean, how would you like it if somebody went, oh, yeah, we'll dictate how you want to be loved?
Live your. Yeah, that's not cool.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. They could have all, you could have everything that they want, but we're not going to have it.
I mean, we can say we're not going to take a bunch of time. But really, what's it all about? You have to sort that out, don't you?
Yeah, and it isn't right.
And the thing is that you know, the UN, it's timely. Because in an age where people are told what to do,
right,
you know, there's all this pressure from coming from so many sides. It's not funny.
I know. Yeah, we could see it, and it's like you're wanting to sterilize people or not. Having disabilities isn't a bad thing.
No.
Why is it so hard for the world to say, wait, these people have a voice? We're not menaces to society either.
Right. We're not menaces to society. When is everybody going to wake up and realize that? And when are we going to stop being...
mistreated?
Stop being mistreated. Probably never.
Until that happens, it's going to be very interesting to see what actually comes up of it. Are people going to realize, oh, wait, this is bad? Oh, wait, we're actually hurting people, not hindering people. We're hindering people more than ever. You're getting away with ruining lives. You're taking away things from people that ultimately have every right to feel wanted and feel like they can have a family.
Right.
I think it would be a different story if people realized, oh, wait, this is bad. Oh, wait, this is becoming a thing of who's better than, like, my shit's better than your shit. No. These are lies that you're ultimately taking into your own hands. No matter how you slice it, they're out, they're going to be affected. You're going to see so many people get hurt and have issues.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
When you do this, there's going to be a downfall. There's going to be issues. There's going to be everyone standing up and saying no. Standing up saying, how could you? How could you? What gives you the right? What gives...
I believe they're already saying that, though.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are.
But this is just the beginning of it.
And it will get... And more people will get their voices. It will be the thing of... will be everyone standing up and it coming out. And people won't be... People will stand up. No matter what. Especially for their families. Because every child says they want to have kids. They want to do. How could they have that when someone begrudges them something so beautiful?
Well, yeah.
And something that you are taking them, you're taking what they want to have in life away. And
or
everyone
not.
Is different. What?
Or not.
Very true.
I mean...
But it should be a choice. It should be a choice, not a thing that should be decided by someone else. It should be their choice. it should be like women have the choice of making decisions with their bodies when it comes to pregnancy. It should be male and female choices, men and women's choices, to do what they want, to be able to say, I want to experience this. How could I?
Well, I want to experience this, but how can I go about it? That's the big question, you know.
Especially
because
the kids,
sometimes you have a surrogate, sometimes you have, you know,
adopt.
A what?
You could adopt.
Sometimes you adopt. Yeah.
Which
it's,
is also another. Which is huge. You can't deny that.
Like, so you can't.
And for men, every man wants to have kids too. So taking away something that they also want, think we want, I want the same, I want to have kids. I want to have kids someday. It's cute.
And someday. How much is someday? You know what I mean?
Right.
How much does someday cost? And
right. Especially when they are shooting out blanks. It's sad. Where they really didn't have the choice. Or it was it was a done and ultimately hinders them from wanting to do what they want to do. Which is sad.
Right.
No.
And yet, the thing about it is the thing is that when you kind of violate the human experience.
Oh yeah, and you violate.
You know, you violate
so much. So much. And they are never.
I mean, so many people are afraid that.
All for the fact that you don't want them to have kids either. It's like. That's almost like saying, why am I give their children when you're. It's going to hinder your own. Everyone has that choice, too.
Right. Everybody has that choice. Everybody has a choice.
It should be a choice that everyone takes and looks at and says, is this worth it for me? Is this what I want?
Is there something
better? Is there something else I want? Is there another option? What else is out there? Because
what else is out there? In terms of just stuff.
Yeah.
And not being afraid that they're doing something wrong either.
Right.
Is people are get different opportunities no matter who you are, what you do. But then why hinder so many for having something that they want to have, or they want to have that experience but will never, that they earn for? Because I look at it as when someone earns for something, they will find a way to make it work. They will find a way to get what they want. They will find a way to give back in life.
Right.
They will give what people, they will give something back. They won't just be sitting down and say, they want more. They want to experience more. They want to give something. They want to do. They want what they want to do. They want to make a difference. They want to do. They want to be have those life experiences. How could someone grow? Or move on if they're begrudged in making a decision. It's almost like saying, it's almost the point of saying your decisions don't matter. When in fact, they do. And everyone has that choice. Everyone has the ability, chance to go big. It's a matter of making it grow, not be afraid of what's ahead. That's just me. Johnny, would you like to jump in?
Everyone should have the opportunity, no matter what. Other people think for them.
I could only see thinking for them if they were on, a respirator, or they had something where you couldn't speak, couldn't have that ability. True, but that's it. That's where it's a dire circumstance, where it's a thing of, okay, this could be life and death. Okay, how could we do this? How could we manage X, X, and X? How can we make sure that this person's actually well cared for? And I'm talking about life and death, where the person could be not capable of speaking, not capable of doing much.
And not capable of doing much does not mean that you can't procreate.
Right.
I mean, in different countries, for a long time it was equality with gays. Now we'll face the next big hurdle, equality with
disabilities. Disabilities. And everyone will see there's a difference. We'll see that there's changes. They're slow, but it's coming.
And slow, but coming, but also with stuff that is there's stuff that you can you can't just
ignore,
you know, and they want to ignore it in terms of the small minority, you know what I mean?
And ignoring it doesn't make it go away either. Ignoring it just only proves that, yeah, you're not on top of it. You're not going to understand. Not willing to see the hurt. You're not willing to see how much is actually at stake. So, what else
right.
do we do? It's almost like you have to be able to say, what's out there? What's the option? How can we help? What's actually at stake? Is it life? Is it the abilities of many? Is it the
abilities for people to say, we want to be XXX? We want the ability to show what we can do. Is it the ability to say things need to change? We could even go along that route too. Because everyone has an ability to show that we matter. Everyone has that, can show where they could go, how much you can go, and just make it where we shine, where it doesn't matter who you are.
Right.
What matters is that you actually provide, that you're actually going above and beyond. Something matters if you try and do.
Right. And you have the thing is, the best thing is that you the best thing for people, you know, is to fight. But what better to fight than the UN? You know? And making it and making it so that people in Australia have freedom. Have freedom to have families. They might live on the dole, yeah, but
Well, by the government, yeah. But at least they're living. You know?
Yeah. They're living. You can't begrudge family. You can't begrudge the will, that earning to have you. That's what matters.
Right.
And once you take that away, take away human beings, will show a lot of people they can do. They could go above and beyond. That's like saying someone who doesn't have the ability to just do in life. That they're not worth it.
And to just do in life is the best thing on earth.
Right.
You know, just to do. Anything.
It's huge.
It's huge, exactly. And just to be able to have have the have the liberty to actually have
that
a kid and support that kid. Okay.
It's huge.
Yeah, it is huge. It's a pretty huge thing in terms of anything you'd want to do.
Yeah.
You know, there is always a back door. You just have to find it.
That's a way of finding it and then saying,
you find it.
What we want. Find it and don't give up. Once you never give up on your dreams, or give up on your hopes and what you want to accomplish. Because that's one thing where it keeps you going.
Right.
And I know we have another story in Red Hood, too.
We do, which is quite embarrassing.
Yeah. Boy, I missed the boat on that one.
It's embarrassing.
On so many levels.
On so many levels. A bodybuilder has basically stolen $4,332.48 from claiming that he was disabled.
Which,
you know, it's like, do you?
I'm a greedy bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
I agree with that.
Exactly.
One.
You know.
And he managed to win it. Win. Which means, win this.
And it's like, you're
He managed to win it, but he continued to claim his disability allowance.
Yeah.
For 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
While connecting himself to a bodybuilder service.
Which ultimately is fraud. You're claiming that you need this disability payment, but in all reality, stealing from people who get more than him. It's like saying, I'm going to be as greedy as it can be, and if I steal, I steal. If I don't, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Well, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
In terms of just everything, you know, everything in terms of,
and then we wonder why, and then we. And then we say, then we question why people judge people with disabilities because of him. And I'm not taking his side. I'm saying people who ultimately judge us, those who have disabilities, are because of the fact that people take advantage of the system. People do this and do it. Get away with it. Which is sickening.
Well, they get away with it. But it's a matter of how to get away with, you know, not getting away with murder. You know what I mean?
He's not getting away with murder, but how many kids out there in the world or people who legitimately get hurt need disability from working because of an illness actually can't get it because of him.
Exactly.
Because he chose to swindle. Because there's potential for hindering. There's potential for leaving people who actually need it. And need it having more issues. And since there's 90 seconds to go, we will
exactly
be back Monday.
90 seconds to go.
And yeah.
and we need to go, folks.
Yeah,
and we will be back next week with a super jam-packed show, as always, as we have. And this time, we'll boost up the satire because we haven't had any of that lately. We'll give
and
you more.
And on that note, yes, on that note, we will be back on Monday. Find us on amcpressco.com. It's myurals.com/amcpress. And don't forget to follow all the links are on itsmyurals.com/amcpress. Bye.